A Texas electric bill that suddenly jumps 30, 50, or even 100% almost always has one of five causes, and most of them can be identified in an afternoon. This guide covers each cause in order of likelihood, gives real numbers for context, and explains which fixes are worth your time. The Texas context: why bills here run higher than the national average. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that the average Texas residential customer used 1,176 kilowatt hours per month in 2022, compared to a national average of 899 kilowatt hours. Texas homes are larger on average, summers are longer and hotter, and most heating is electric rather than gas. The average retail electricity price in Texas hovered around 12 to 14 cents per kilowatt hour through much of 2023 and 2024, EIA, meaning a typical monthly bill landed between $140 and $165 before any unusual circumstances. When a bill doubles, something specific has changed. The goal is to find what. Cause 1, where air conditioner is working harder than usual. In Texas, air conditioning routinely accounts for 50 to 70% of summer electricity consumption, ER caught load studies. A single week of temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above normal can add 15 to 25% to a monthly bill without any change in household behavior. Check two things first. Look at the average high temperatures for the billing period on weather.gov and compare them to the same month last year. Then pull your usage history from your retail electric provider's REP online portal or from smartmetertexas.com, which shows daily kilowatt hours usage for any Texas smart meter going back 24 months. If usage spiked on the hottest days, the weather is the primary driver. That said, weather alone rarely explains a bill that doubled. If the spike is steeper than weather accounts for, the air conditioner itself may be the problem. A unit low on refrigerant, with a dirty filter, or with a failing capacitor runs longer to reach the thermostat set point, sometimes 3 to 4 times longer than it should. An HVAC technician's diagnostic visit typically costs $75 to $150 and can identify a refrigerant issue or dirty coil that, left untreated, adds $30 to $60 per month to a summer bill. Cause 2, a new appliance or behavioral change. This cause is obvious in hindsight, but often overlooked in the moment. Common culprits include a new electric vehicle being charged at home. A typical EV adds 300 to 500 kilowatt hours per month at average Texas driving distances. A second refrigerator or chest freezer moved into a garage, where summer temperatures push the compressor to run nearly continuously. A teenage child home from college for the summer, running a gaming PC, air conditioning a bedroom all day, and doing more laundry. A new hot tub, 500 to 900 kilowatt hours per month is typical. A space heater left running in a bathroom or home office. The Smart Meter Texas daily usage chart is useful here. Compare the usage pattern day by day. If there is a clear date where usage stepped up permanently, think back to what changed in the home on or around that date. Cause 3, your rate has changed. An electric bill can double even when usage stays flat if the price per kilowatt hour has increased significantly. This happens in three common scenarios. First, a fixed-rate contract expired and the account rolled onto a month-to-month variable rate. Variable rates in Texas can reach 20 cents per kilowatt hour or higher during summer months. Compared to fixed-rate plans available in the 10 to 13 cent range, prices as listed on Power to Choose, the PUCT-administered comparison site. A customer on a 12-cent fixed plan who rolls onto a 22-cent variable plan will see their bill nearly double on identical usage. Second, the customer switched providers and did not read the electricity facts label, EFL, carefully. The EFL is required by the Public Utility Commission of Texas and discloses the exact rate structure, including any tiered pricing or bill credits that apply only at specific usage levels. Third, the customer is on a tiered or indexed plan, where the price per kilowatt hour changes above certain usage thresholds. Some plans are priced cheaply up to 1,000 kilowatt hours and then jump sharply above that level. To check, find the total kilowatt hours used on the bill, then divide the total charges, before taxes and delivery fees, by the kilowatt hours. If the result is more than 2 cents higher than what the EFL shows, call the provider and ask for a line item explanation. Cost 4. Delivery charges and fees have increased. The price a customer pays per kilowatt hour is not the whole story. Texas electricity bills include charges from the transmission and distribution utility, which is the regulated company that owns the power lines in a given area. Oncor, CenterPoint, AEP Texas, and TNMP are the four main TDUs. Their rates are set by the PUCT. Their rates are set by the PUCT and change periodically. TDU delivery charges typically account for 3 to 5 cents per kilowatt hour, plus a fixed monthly service fee of $5 to $10. When a TDU rate case is approved, every customer in that territory sees a delivery charge increase, regardless of which rep they use. This type of increase tends to be incremental rather than dramatic, but it can add $5 to $20 per month and catch customers off guard. The bill should show delivery charges as a separate line item. Comparing that line to the previous year's bill will confirm whether a TDU increase contributed. Cause 5. A failing appliance or an electrical problem. Some equipment fails gradually rather than all at once. A water heater element that is partially burned out forces the unit to run longer. A refrigerator with a failing door seal lets cold air escape constantly. An old HVAC unit with worn components runs at lower efficiency for months before it stops working entirely. Pool pumps are a specific Texas concern. A single-speed pool pump running 8 hours per day can use 1,150 to 200 kilowatt hours per month. A pump that loses its prime and runs dry, or a timer that was accidentally reset to run 24 hours, can triple that figure. For unexplained usage, a plug-in energy monitor can identify which circuits or devices are drawing the most power. The Smart Meter Texas hourly data is also useful. If usage is elevated even between midnight and 5 a.m. when no one is active in the home, something is running that should not be. How to find what is using electricity? Pull the last 12 months of daily kilowatt hours data from smartmetertexas.com. Identify the date when usage increased. Check the weather for that period on weather.gov. Review the EFL to confirm the rate has not changed unexpectedly. Walk through the home and list anything new, changed, or potentially failing since that date. Use a plug-in energy monitor on the top suspects. If the source is still unclear and usage is 30% or more above the prior year, schedule an HVAC diagnostic and consider a home energy audit. When not to switch providers. Switching plans is not the right first step when a bill spikes. If a rate increase caused the problem, switching makes sense, but only after confirming the new plan's EFL and comparing it on the PUCT's Power to Choose site. If usage caused the problem, a cheaper rate per kilowatt hour helps at the margin, but does not address the root issue. A customer using 2,500 kilowatt hours per month on an efficient plan will still pay more than a customer using 1,200 kilowatt hours on a moderately priced plan. Fix the usage problem first. Then evaluate whether the current rate is competitive. Most high Texas electric bills trace back to weather-driven air conditioning load, a rate contract that expired, or a new or failing appliance. The combination of Smart Meter Texas daily data, the electricity facts label, and a methodical walkthrough of recent household changes resolves the mystery for most customers. Real numbers, in most cases, point to a specific cause within an hour of looking.